Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the season winds down, teams start have to making decisions on their roster, their head coaches. We'll get Black Monday tomorrow, where NFL coaches will be fired. Jordan mentioned before the show, we already have our first coordinator firing.
Yeah, Ken Dorsey for the Browns, gone after just a season.
Which I had also mentioned to him that every time I see a picture of Ken Dorsey, he looks very disheveled. And for a guy that gets fired all the time, like, maybe you should stop working so hard. Like, try not working hard and see how that works out for you. Because it seems like he is just, like, 3 hours of sleep, trying to draw up plays, trying to scheme things up, and it's just
still
not
getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, exactly.
Although working with Jameis Winston and a broken Deshaun Watson, I don't know what you expect out of the guy.
Or a broken DTR or exactly. A Bailey Zappi. You know, take your pick. But speaking of quarterbacks, I wanted to do a little game called Quarterback Quandary.
Sound of that.
Would you run with this quarterback or would you pass on him? I got five quarterbacks. And the team that they play for, respectively. And as far as who or which of these teams should run with this quarterback next year or pass on him, go with someone else next year. The first one on this list is the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold. Should you run with Darnold or should you pass on him? I mean, they got the rookie, J.J. McCarthy, who will be back healthy next year. Apparently, there's been reports that teams will be calling on him. To try and because in a weak quarterback class, there are teams that are interested in possibly bringing on McCarthy for his second year. Ah, here we go. Some old school Family Feud.
Game show music, baby, for
the
quarterback
family
quandary.
Feud.
Which quarterback would you pick?
Here's your host, Richard Dawson.
Oh, look at all the ladies kissing him all the time. That was weird back in the day.
Him kissing the ladies.
It was, No, I should say the opposite. He was kind of forcing himself on them.
Yeah, he was. Hey, you can rock a pinky ring in the 70s, though. I mean, boy, I'm falling for those charms.
Oh, my God. What a sexy man with a pinky ring on both pinkies.
Yes, yes. So Sam Darnold and the Vikings, do you run with him or do you pass on him?
I run with him. I think at this point, after he's shown you what he can do in your system with Kevin O'Connell, I am just so confident in his ability to grow. I don't know what you expect another 10 seasons with that. I'd be happy with another 3 seasons of the way that they're playing right now. Sam Darnold should stay where he's at, and they should probably try to get what they can for a young J.J. McCarthy. At this point, I think they'd get more than they put into him. I think it's a win all around for Minnesota, so you stay with Sam Darnold.
Yes, I am going with run with Sam Darnold. The thing that really sold me was not so much the play on the field this year, which I was waiting for a Sam Darnold Carolina Panthers-esque type of season where it starts off great. First four games, you're like, damn, all right, Sam Darnold, maybe he's actually good. And then he fell off. That did not happen this year. The Vikings have been rolling. The offense has looked great. And I think that you are going to get the best version of Sam Darnold when he is with Kevin O'Connell. That is where I think you're going to get the best version of Sam Darnold playing quarterback. And what sold me, I was going to mention, was that after their win last week, when Sam Darnold entered the locker room, just got absolutely showered, doused with every single water bottle that was in that locker room by his teammates. Everybody that was in that Vikings locker room, that team loves him. The players on offense, defense, everybody on that team is completely behind him and in support of him as their quarterback. So I say that the Vikings run with him because, again, I think this version with him and Kevin O'Connell, you're not going to get a better Sam Darnold. This is the best Sam Darnold that we've ever seen. This is what you're going to get with him when you have paired with an offensive mind like head coach Kevin O'Connell, who should win Coach of the Year, by the way.
Absolutely. No question.
Next up on the list, Seahawks and Geno Smith. Do you run with him next year, or do you pass on him? Is it time to start looking elsewhere if you're the Seattle Seahawks, who came up very close but will be missing the playoffs for the second year in a row?
This is probably one of the tougher ones. I mean, I don't really know who you're going to turn to unless you're ready to draft somebody. And I guess, what, if Quinn Ewers comes out, like, he's going to be, like, the third guy behind Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, which is most likely where you're looking, I feel like, for the Seattle Seahawks. So, yeah, I'd probably say run with him simply because you're in the position where he's going into the last year of his contract. It's, you know, something that you're all familiar with. I don't really know who else is going to be out there if the Vikings do run with Sam Darnold as far as, like, an impact guy. And fans in Seattle are clamoring for some freaking impact. I say at this point, Mike McDonald just has to run with Geno. He has shown competency at times, but I don't know. The offense is kind of just aging around him, but I'll say run with him.
Yeah, I'll say run with him, too, because I believe he's only worth, like, $14 million next year as far as his base salary goes.
It's a pretty low hit on the cap, yeah.
Yes.
But he has a $10 million roster bonus coming in March, so that will be the deciding day, I believe.
That is correct, yeah. $14.8 million base salary, $10 million roster bonus. They do have a potential out after this year. Where it will be a dead cap of $39.7 million, which is, you know, a good chunk of change. But as far as what some quarterbacks are being paid around the league, not that bad. He actually has a chance to earn $6 million in bonuses this week against the Rams. That is if he surpasses certain metrics like passing yards. I believe also passing touchdowns. It's basically he has to, like, surpass certain numbers that he put up in 2022. So if he can get more passing yards, more touchdowns, and I believe it's a completion percentage, as long as those three are higher than what he did in 2022, he earns $2 million apiece for each of those. The next one on the list, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Do you run with him? Do you give it one last chance, or do you pass on Aaron Rodgers and let him ride off into the Peruvian sunset, into a Amazon tribe's compound to where he can do ayahuasca in peace?
Get Aaron Rodgers the hell off of my television screen, please. I can't believe he gets a check from Pat McAfee. It is just turned into
He doesn't do that just because they're buddies?
It has turned into such an S show. You don't want to hear anything he has to say anymore because he's living on another planet. And, I mean, I know I, for one, don't like people living on another planet. And I can tell you the everyday fan is kind of sick of that crap. And I don't think he even plays well enough to, like, defend talking or acting like that off the field anymore. So get the hell out of here. You're too old. You probably should have just retired after you snapped your freaking Achilles. I love how everybody blamed the field of play that happened on, which I get it. I do believe that field had induced a few more injuries than normal. But to say that Aaron Rodgers isn't washed simply because of that, well, I think all of you have been proven wrong. Get the hell out. They've got to go somewhere else. I mean, they're starting a whole new regime there, right? I hope Woody would be smart enough not to keep Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to say pass as well. Actually reported this morning by Ian Rappaport, several people close to Aaron Rodgers preparing for this to be the last game of his career. So it could be weighing on Aaron Rodgers that the time has come for him to leave the game of football as well. And I think that you should. You are old. You couldn't even make this Jets team good. You have had one of the statistically underwhelming seasons of your career. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he has multiple seasons of throwing like 35 touchdowns and 5 picks, 40 touchdowns and 6 picks. Like, if you look at his career stats, the guy has put up some amazing numbers. Even this year, where he played the entire season, it's been very meh. Okay, that was a good play. All right, whatever. You brought Devontae Adams in, and you still didn't do enough. And you're right. If you're going with a new head coach, you need to change the culture in that locker room immensely. And hopefully Woody Johnson is going to be able to not do anything about that as far as, you know, tampering with that new culture. But if you're going to get a new head coach, you get a new quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, pass. Let's do one more for the sake of time. Because I feel like we are pretty confident that the Falcons will be getting rid of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, we don't need to sit on that one.
Okay, so our last one, Steelers, Russell Wilson started off great. Really great run. I believe 6-1 to start with him was their starting record. I mean, he had some great games, threw for 400 yards, I think, against the Bengals earlier in the season. He's had some moments, but four straight games with an L, four straight games where you failed to score at more than 17 points. Steelers, run or pass on Russell Wilson?
I say run with him simply because he's more talented than Justin Fields. I once again don't think kind of the same situation as Seattle. Pittsburgh really isn't going to be drafting that great the next couple of years, so you're not going to get, you know, anybody other than like a second rounder, mid first rounder, not one of the top options at quarterback. So unless you're identifying one specific guy that you're leaning on right now, you know, that you're looking at over the next couple of years to come in out of college football, it's basically the best option that you got. And I haven't seen enough regression from Russell specifically. He had a good year late in the year with Denver last season before Sean Payton benched him. That was more so a personality thing. It's not a talent thing. I say Russell, stay. They better run with him because they don't really have anywhere else to go. Justin Fields isn't a complete quarterback.
Yeah, I say run with him unless you find another option, because this is going to be the interesting part is you signed him to that one-year deal. So what are you going to do? You're going to give him like a Geno Smith 3-year, 75? Yeah. What does Sam Darnold get? Do you give him something like that where it's around the 40, 45 million per year? Very intriguing to see what the Steelers do with him. I say run with him, though, because Steelers, you're in the playoffs. I don't think a lot of people had you in the playoffs to start the year. Just like we do every year, we try to predict whether you're even going to finish 500. This is the best your team has looked as far as offensively over the last couple of years. I know it hasn't been the case the last 4 years, but hopefully you can recapture some of the early games of Russell Wilson's tenure.